If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello, and welcome to Roller Coasting. I am your host, Megano, and I have really missed saying that. I have missed you all dearly, my roller coaster riders, and I'm so genuinely pleased to be back for season four. What? How am I on my fourth season of having my own podcast? You tell me, because I don't know. As you can see me now. Ooh, hello. Temporarily, for now, it is just going to be short clips because apparently that is what we all love. Our attention spans, just like small pieces of information that we can swipe past really quickly and it just disintegrates our brains. But I've got to move with the times. And if you want short clips of entertainment, I will give you short clips of entertainment. So for now, it is short clips only, but if you want, maybe in the future, it's a big maybe. But if you want longer clips, full episodes on YouTube, let me know and I'll think about it. I'm not making any promises, but I certainly will think about it. Okay? One of the reasons I've always been quite against the video elements of a podcast is because I look like this. This is what I look like when I record my podcast. I have one outfit requirement or one aesthetic requirement and one requirement only, and that is comfort. I embody comfort. I must say, I don't usually look like this, so like I would not wear my pajamas during the day. I don't know why, it just makes me feel really out of sorts, but it's actually 9:30 at night. It's pretty late that I do decide to record this podcast. And the reason for that being is I fully planned to record earlier on. I went and got my nails done, nails today. I don't know how much of this I'm going to record, so I'm still talking to camera and you might not even be looking at me. But I decided to go for my nails. I was saying to Amy, my nail tech, I'm going to get home, I'm going to Bish Bash Bosh Baby. Season 4 is kicking off. That was the plans. Got home, wrote my notes out, had my lunch, set up, was like, whoa, I'm in the mood, I'm in the zone, baby. And I know that my neighbours would be at work, so I don't have to have the fear that they can hear. I don't think I can hear, because I've never ever heard my neighbours talk, but, you know, there's just always that fear, that ghetto, the new ghetto who lives downstairs and talks to herself, you know. I'm still trying to make a good impression. I've actually not really met any of my neighbours. But anyway, sorry, I'm rambling on. Sat down in the mood, ready to go, ready, steady to go. And open up my laptop. This laptop I have here that I am recording on is my brand new Mac Air Book.
AirBook?
No, sorry. MacBook Air 14, I think that's what I have.
Wow.
Literally bought this about an hour ago. She's brand spanking new, out the wrapper, on wasting no time, because I was using my old MacBook, which turns out is 10 years old. She is a decade. Who knew? She was that old, not me. And she just stopped working. She just said no. She said,
I am too old and the apps are too new.
And that was that. I just had to get a new laptop. I phoned Apple support, who were very, very helpful. Really liked him. Nice Irish man I spoke to. And he was like,
well, your laptop is quite old now.
And I was like, look, let's no beat around the bush. Are you telling me I need a new laptop? And he's like,
well, we're not really supposed to say that.
And I was like, I'll take that as a yes. So I had to buy a new laptop, which is amazing, right before Christmas and right before I go on holiday. Yes, I wanted to splash out £1,000. No, I did not. But I done it for the good of the podcast, guys, because I love yous.
Yeah, I just need one for work. Don't know why I'm trying to act so cool and kind.
Anyway, sorry, that was a long way for a shortcut. Basically, I'm always going to look like this. 99.9% of the time, I will be of this caliber. I might be in clothes, but it'll probably be like a tomato-stained hoodie or an ugly t-shirt. Like, I'm never going to look glam, babes. This is what I look like. And you're just going to need to suck it up and deal with it. Also, what's funny, if you are a podcast listener only and that you don't follow me or consume my content on any other platform in this metaverse that we're in these days, you might not know what I look like until now. So surprise! Ooh! Oh, my sexies are coming through on this new laptop.
I don't want that.
Surprise! I hope I didn't disappoint. So, Season 4, isn't that absolutely mad? Before we kick off the brand new season, Rollercoasting Season 4, oh yeah, I just want to say, guys, the biggest thanks for all the support over the first 3 seasons. I actually checked my podcast analytics, which is something I don't do very often. However, I was seeing me being tagged in some people's Spotify Wrapped Up, which is mad. I mean, the likes of my Spotify Wrapped Up was Chris Brown, Fred Again, Lewis Capaldi, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift. So the fact I'm on some people's Spotify Wrapped Up, that's quite a big slay. Pretty cool. So that spurred me on to go check the podcast analytics. And I was shocked to find that this silly little old podcast, Little Rollercoasting, has been streamed over 400,000 times. 400,000 times. You know what? I actually had to practice saying that number, because that's a number I do not say often. I'm not used to seeing or saying that number. So thank you so much, guys. I just love doing my podcast so much. It's like my little safe space, my little weekly therapy session. So it's so nice to see that you guys are enjoying it as well. Big love to yous. You know what's so weird? Side note, these flowers that are sat in front of me, my gorgeous wee boyfriend bought me them the other week, but they smell like yogurt. They're obviously at the end of their span here on Earth, but they literally smell of out-of-date yogurt, because I've been sitting like, what is that smell? Have I left like a yogurt somewhere? It's these flowers. They're honking. So, for season 4, you can expect much more of what we've had before, from silly episodes to serious episodes and a whole lot of oversharing. Obviously, we've now got the camera here, hello, for some short clips on TikTok. TikTok, on Instagram, to Incitation. Come here, you. Come here. Come here. I see you. Come here. And we also, we might have some guests. Yep, that's right. That's right. I might bring some guests on now and again, just in case you're getting bored of this silly old Billy. I truly am so excited to see how this season will unfold. Get your safety harness on, guys. It's going to be one heck of a ride.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not going to wake up.
Oakley. Oh, it sure feels funny to be sat here behind this mic once again. For today's topic, I thought we could talk about something that I am for sure, for shizzles, experiencing right now. And that is being in love. Ooh. Being in love is honestly one of the most magical experiences. But of course, with love can come huge heartbreak. So I thought today we could really dive into the topic and discuss it for what it really is. Let's start with falling in love. Now I can't help falling in love with you. Falling in love to me. I'm sure we all have different ideas or different ways and different feelings and thoughts on what falling in love is. But to me, being in love, and when I think I know that I am in love, it's when I wake up in the morning and I think of this person. The first thing I think of is them. It's when I'm falling asleep at night and the last person and last thing I think of is them. It's when, even when you're having a bad day, just thinking about them in your head can put a wee smile on your face. And when you feel all warm and fuzzy when you're close to them. And when you generally just cannot picture life without them, to me, that's when I know I'm in love. I also find it so interesting how we all love in different ways and we all fall in love at different paces. Like, that is just an absolute matter of fact. Like, can two people meet and fall in love at the exact...
Sorry, I just burped.
I'm on a new, mature, 25-year-old, frontal lobe developed slayed girl, and I don't burp on the podcast anymore. Because once I got a really angry DM about it. Sorry, she doesn't listen anymore, so she won't hear this apology. But if it ever gets back to her, I'm so sorry that I upset you like that. Where was I? Oh yeah, so is it at all possible for two people to meet, right, and fall in love at the exact same time? I would argue no. How would that be possible? We're all different. We all work different ways. And that's okay. That's fine that we're not all programmed to be the exact same. I would say for me, I'm a bit more of a slow burner. I wouldn't say it takes me a long time to fall in love. Like, probably in the grand scheme of things, it's still quite fast. But I would say I'm a bit slower than average, maybe. I don't know if it's me trying to protect myself or if it's just genuinely how I am as a person. Like, I am quite, I'm quite a realist. Like, for someone who is quite positive day to day, I'm not very optimistic. So I'm always like, I am a bit of the glass is half empty, not the glass is half full. So if I'm going to fully let my barriers come down and be like, I love this person, it's going to take me a wee bit of time and I need to be really, 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 really sure. Like, I'm putting this person to the test. But it's almost like one day I just wake up and I'm like, oh my fucking God, I'm in love. I'm so in love. Like, I am love sick. Like, I am a love puppy. Like, woof, woof, I'm a love puppy, you know? I also say, like, I have the love bug. Like, that's like my new thing I say. I'm like, I have the love bug. Like, the love bug has got me. I am sick with the love bug. But it takes a while for the love bug to catch me. I personally don't think there's any right or wrong time scale to fall in love. Like, I absolutely do believe that people can fall in love at first sight. I do. I don't think I could, because the way that my brain works and functions, I just don't think my brain would allow me to. But I do absolutely believe that other people can, and I don't think they're lying. I don't think they're being delusional. I think everyone's build-up is different. Everyone's makeup and their brain and emotions and bodies is different. So who are we to say that someone can't fall in love instantly? So yeah, I don't think there's any right or wrong time scale. I just think you need to do what makes you feel good. Like, say your boyfriend says to you, I love you, and you don't love them yet, right? But you're on the way. They need to be okay with the fact that you're taking a wee bit longer. Like, if that is absolutely killing them, they shouldn't be with you, is what I think, because that's just so sad. Like, you need to be comfortable with your time scales and someone else's time scales. But I don't think there's a right or wrong time scale. Unless they're taking like fucking years, and I'd be like, mate, jog on. Clearly never going to happen. So I have actually heard this before. Like, I have heard this from numerous people. So I took it upon myself to Google this. And this is from Google. Source, Google. There's a theory that throughout our lifetime, we will fall in love 3 times at 3 different stages in our lives. Each love feels totally unique from the other and teaches us something different that shapes the person we are becoming. Now, this could be a complete coincidence. I am in no way, shape or form saying that this is how you do love and this is a path that everyone has to follow and this is the only right or wrong way, but I have been in love 3 times. I have. It's facts. It is speaking to me, it resonates with me. I have always said, and do truly, truly believe, that no two loves are the same. So with that in mind, I do my absolute best not to compare, like, different loves. Is that different loves? Like, I'm not going to compare relationships. I'll say relationships. Like, there's no use in comparing your current relationship to your past one or blah, 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 because no two loves are the same. Every single love is going to be different because you're with a different person. How could it possibly be the same? Everyone is also guilty of a little bit of comparison here and there, hey? But you know what they say, comparison is the thief of joy. So I also do my best not to compare, like, my love or, like, my relationship to someone else. Like, there's no point looking on Instagram and being like, oh, that couple are so much more in love than me and my boyfriend or blah, blah, blah. Like, I have done that in the past and it doesn't get you anywhere. And also, how do you know? You don't know what's going on behind the screen. But no two loves are the same. And let's not compare a love to anybody else's love. And oh my Lord, I cannot back up the point that every love teaches you something that shapes you into the person you're going to be in the future. Like, absolutely. Don't get me wrong, there's some lessons that I'm like, did I need to learn that? Could I not have went without that one? But you know what? It's made me who I am today. And I would say grateful is maybe the wrong word for some situations, but it's all lessons. And they do shape you for the person you are today. I'm sure there are people in the world who have literally met, like, the love of their life, like, so early on, and have just had such a nice, like, easy path. Like, everyone, nobody's perfect, like, and I actually stand by that. But I'm sure there is, like, a handful of people in the world who haven't had to learn, like, any hard lessons being in love and haven't had to go through really hard times to, like, be able to move forward and get better in the future. But I would say I've definitely had my fair share of lessons along the way. I feel like what is crazy though is I had a lot of my lessons quite early on, like at quite a young age. So sometimes I feel like I can't really, like, talk about them or, like, use them as motivation because I was so young. But at the same time, I still went through it, and you can't pick at, like, what age it happens to you. Like, the first person I ever loved, it was, as I said, every love is different, but it was more of a one-sided love. Like, I was really quite, like, not obsessed, because obsessed is a strong word, but, like, I was really, really, really into him. And I do believe I was in love with him, because I felt all the things I explained at the beginning of the podcast, which is how I know when I'm in love. But I would give my all for this person, and I did. And a lot of the time that resulted in me being treated like a complete mug, like I was being walked all over, and I did not have any like self-respect in some ways, and I didn't stand my ground, and I would have dropped everything in a heartbeat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This person, and they just wouldn't have done the same. This went on for close to a year, so it's quite a long time. I was literally a teenager, and that is a lot to go through, and especially when it's your first experience, you actually don't know any better. So to me, I was just like, this is obviously what love is. This is obviously what happens. Like, someone's always going to like one person more than another one does. Like this just must be it. I didn't have anything else to compare it to. I didn't know standards yet. That just to me was like, well, I love this person and this is just how it's going to be. That did go on for way too long, in my opinion. And it actually came to an end not through me. Like, I actually did not want to end it, which is so bizarre. So God knows how long it could have continued on if he did not end it for whatever reasons. The reason is quite funny, but I'm not going to say it on here. But it did end. And I can confidently say that when it finally did end and I was over it and I had healed and I had moved on, that I have never, ever, ever been treated like that ever again. And that's exactly what it means. It's like, it will teach you lessons and it will shape you for the future. Like, I think a lot of my like friends and stuff like laugh at me now and they're like, you're so like shooting yourself in a relationship. Like, but I mean, in certain ways, yes, certain ways, no. But like at this exact point in my life and for the past like year or so, I have been really, really sure. Like, I'm like, I am not taking any shit. Like, you have to give me your everything. You have to put full effort in. And like, whenever any of my friends or whatever have an argument with their boyfriend, I'm like, fuck them, sack them off. No, like, you deserve better than that. And people always say to me, you're so like strong-willed. Like, I don't know how you just like could like turn yourself off from a situation, or like you just wouldn't take shit off someone. And I'm like, but I didn't used to be. I just learned from that. And I said to myself afterwards, well, at least I know I'll never do that again. Yeah. I can't believe I'm literally recording this at 10 p.m. My eyes are shutting. Anyway, the show must go on. Another thing I have learned when it comes to love is learning your love languages, right? I really could have sorted this out a long time ago by taking the love languages quiz. I wasn't really aware that this thing existed, in all honesty. But I have definitely learned that it is okay to have needs and wants. And it's also okay if somebody who you might love and they might love you too, it's okay if they aren't able to meet them. But it's also okay to move on and find somebody who will. like, I don't know how to position this, but it's okay to need and to want more. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make the person who didn't give you those things, it doesn't make them a bad person. It just means that you weren't compatible in that sense. And I wouldn't say it's like having high standards or being high maintenance. No, everybody has their own love languages and everybody has their own needs and wants and requirements. I'm not saying go out and buy me a Chanel bag and paint my toenails every week and make me dinner every single day. That's high maintenance and that's like unrealistic standards. But having like genuine needs and wants in a love language sense is so fine. And like, you don't have to settle on these things. Like, these things should be like non-negotiables, and it is okay to have to start again and find someone who you are more compatible with in that sense. And my most recent learnings in love, and again, this is like Mrs. State the Obvious, Captain Obvious, okay, but good relationships are the ones you work on. Like, I actually don't believe that anyone is perfect, that any couple is perfect. I think someone has always got, there's always something there. There's always something that has to be worked on. And I don't mean like, oh, one of them has always got a wandering eye, or one of them is like, you know, a wee bit dodgy on a night out. I don't mean things like that. But I mean that there's just always something that might be a personal issue with someone in the relationship, might be a family issue. You just never know, but there's always going to be something. And a good relationship is the ones that you work on. Like, it is okay to say to your partner, look, see, this area is not good enough. We're going to need to work on that. We're going to need to push forward. And it's good to nip things so early in the bud.
Nip things in the bud so early? Did I say that the wrong way around?
It's good to nip things in the bud so early before they become, because I think there's such a fine line of like, okay, you're not very happy with something, to quickly crossing a line of there's actually no going back. Because things like, for example, effort. Like, if you feel in your head, I feel like my boyfriend's not making much effort, but I'm not going to say anything now because I would rather he made more effort off his own back, right? It goes on, it goes on, goes on. They continue to not make effort. You eventually are at like breaking point with it and you're like, you need to make more effort. Then they might start making a bit more effort, but it seems like forced, or at least in your head, you're like, they're only doing that because I asked. Whereas if you just nip it in the bud really early, I feel like it's so easy to not even bounce back from, because you're probably not at a point you have to bounce back, but it's so easy to naturally adapt and evolve with that information before it gets to a point where it's like there's actually just no way to win in that scenario. Sorry, my eyes are actually shutting and I hope I'm actually making some sense. Look, the whole having to buy a new laptop to record this episode has really thrown me off. It's literally so late at night. Anyway, I can hear my neighbours like walking about.
I hope they can't hear my voice.
Anyway, let's talk about some non-negotiables for me in a relationship. Sorry, this is a one-sided conversation, but that really is just how podcasts work. You know, I'm here on my lonesome. Some non-negotiables for me in a relationship. Trust. I should never be worried about what they do behind my back. And that doesn't even mean like they're going out and cheating on you, or, you know, they're away texting somebody. It's just like, I shouldn't ever worry that they're like, oh, she's so attractive. Like, she's much more attractive than Megan. Like, those thoughts shouldn't be in my head, because you make me feel so good about myself and you remind me all the time, like, how much you love me and how much you're attracted to me, that I just feel so, so secure that I'm not worried about what your thoughts are when I'm not around. That's one. Effort. The minute either person starts to slack, the relationship will go downhill fast. And I'm not even meaning that as in, like, from just the boy. I'm meaning that for myself too. I personally, like, find it quite hard to manage my time in a sense that's like fair to everyone. And like with the way my life is, it's quite chaotic and quite sporadic. Is that the word? Spontaneous, maybe? Like, you know, I can find myself going on a trip quite last minute. I can find myself having events to go to through the week when I had plans with someone else. So I find it quite hard to manage my time and divvy up my time equally and fairly to everyone. And there was a wee phase, like kind of during the summer, where I was quite bad at making effort with Pav. And you kind of, is so, so easily done. And I'm like, so fine to put my hands up and admit to that. But you can kind of get too comfortable with your partner and be like, they're always going to be there. Like, if I've had a really, really busy day, I can just ask them to come round and stay at Ming's at night, and like, I can just chill out and switch off. Whereas I think really a key to keeping your relationship exciting and fun and special and precious is devoting your time and effort to someone. Nothing is more powerful than devoting your time and effort to someone. So that is a non-negotiable. We're not getting lazy. And finally...
Oh God, I don't remember writing this.
I wrote the word intimacy, but that's really cheeky. And I feel like that's making me sound like I'm like I'm a complete sex demon, which I am. I'm actually not. And there's nothing wrong with being, but I'm actually not. But for me, it's like physical touch. Maybe that's what I'm meaning. Like cuddles and like hold my hand out in public and put your arm around me. Obviously, it is important to be, you know, intimate.
Sorry, mum and dad.
It is, because that is what differentiates a platonic relationship to a romantic relationship, is, you know, going that step further. But for me, physical touch is a big one. I like to feel close to my boyfriend. I like to, you know, be shown off in public. I like to just, yeah, intimacy. Sorry, so awkward. Mum, dad are definitely listening. Anyway, moving on. So like I said, being in love is truly the most magical feeling. Like, I actually can't really think of any other feeling that like compares to just love. Like, being in love with your partner, or like the love you have towards your family or towards your friends or towards your pet, like the word love is just so lovey-dovey, so happy. But in a romantic sense, it is so fun and it's so heartwarming and it's so magic. But of course, there will always be hard times. Like I said earlier on, like, no relationship is perfect. There's always going to be hurdles you have to come. And of course, that's far from easy. Like, it's not. It's very, very challenging. But with the right attitude, understanding, and most importantly, love, I do genuinely believe, maybe that makes me a bit of a hopeless romantic, but I would like to say that I believe you can get through anything together. I don't mean, oh, say your husband's had an affair on you. I don't think, like, if you're just really understanding, you can get through that. Like, no, fuck him, bin him. I mean, like, other things. This really does exclude, like, cheating. I'm sorry, I'm not here to work on anyone who's cheating on me. No thanks. But life can throw huge curveballs at you. And life just happens. Like, shit literally happens. And really trying, testing things will most likely happen in your relationship. But it's how you move on from them. Like, I have seen really horrific things happen to people I love and care about so much. And that would be enough to break anyone down, but they got through it. And I think because I have witnessed that, sorry, I know that's so vague, but it's not something I'm going to talk about. Like, I think because I have seen it firsthand, I'm like, okay, I actually know you can get through things, like even the toughest of things. I was actually listening to The Girls' Bathroom when I was driving home from Brayhead with the new lappy toppy here. And one of the girls' dilemmas, and I must go and listen to the rest of it tomorrow morning. But the girl had wrote in saying that she met this boy and she at the gym, and like they were kind of like friends of benefits sort of situation, because they knew very early on that his family were really religious and it just would never be anything more than that. But she was saying like how she caught feelings for him and she loved him, and is so hard because she knows it can't really be anything more, blah, blah, blah. And I was just sitting listening thinking, yes, it can. Yes, I absolutely can. Pav and I's situation is like of somewhat similar vibes to that. Like not like word for word at all, but somewhat similar situation. Obviously, Pav and I are from different cultures and we're from different religions, and traditionally that wouldn't be something that people done. And it's not a particularly like easy linear procedure. But whenever it comes down to it, and whenever things are a little bit difficult for whatever reason between us, like we're like, but why would we not fight for this? Why would we not work through this as a team together? And that's what it boils down to. I think if there is the right understanding there, the right love and the right approach, you absolutely can get through anything.
I think I'm talking complete shit, guys. I'm so tired.
Why am I recording a podcast at 10:30 at night, please? Why? The other side of that is if it's not meant to be, it won't be. Again, that is something I really believe in. Like, if the right amount of love isn't there and the right amount of understanding and the approach isn't right, you won't get through it and the relationship will come to an end. And with that, obviously comes heartbreak. And heartbreak comes in many different shapes, sizes, forms. And I think a huge misconception is that a relationship has to end like really badly or really toxically for you to be heartbroken. Which I just think isn't true. If you've been in love with someone and there comes a time you're no longer in love, then surely there has to be heartbreak in there somewhere. No? Am I wrong? From experience, I've been heartbroken from the two times that I was in love and then no longer was. Of course, some people have heartbreak worse than others due to certain circumstances. Like, that is without a doubt a fact. But at the end of the day, it's not a competition. And no one chooses to be heartbroken. Nobody on this earth says, you know what, break my heart, go for it. This will be fun. It's hellish. Nobody would wish that upon themselves. I think what's particularly sad about heartbreak is it really can make you retract and like hold back from future relationships. And it's like you're doing it like to prevent yourself from ever feeling that heartbroke again. Like, I've had so many like people saying, even myself, like when I was single, I was like, I'm not getting another relationship. Fuck that. Like, no, I'm not doing this again. I'm not feeling like this again. Because it is horrible and you don't want to ever put yourself in that vulnerable position of potentially being heartbroken again. But don't let that stop you, guys. The risk of your poor wee heart breaking again is so, so incredibly worth the chance of it being loved in a way it never has been before. Trust me. Trust me on this one, right? Well, guys, I think that's all I have for today. I am literally, like, my eyes are closed. Thank God the camera's not rolling. My eyes are actually shut. I feel like I'm like Mr. Bean. I need those wee toothpicks in my eyes to keep them open. Sorry, I would never record this late at night. This has been a real one-off. You still need to let me off with the fact I literally went and bought a new laptop just to do this today. I should have left this for tomorrow. But no, I'm not. Do you know what it was? Do you know what it was? I missed my roller coaster riders and I wanted to get a start on this now. Also, I should inform you that the new day of the week my podcasts are uploaded is a Thursday. The Wednesdays, it was too much of a quick turnaround for the start of the week. Thursdays just work better for me. I hope they work well for you too. One day away from Friday as well. Isn't that fun? You know, Thursdays are the new Friday, so let's do it together. But that's all I have for today. My brain switched off probably about 3 hours ago, so sorry if this was garbage. Hopefully I had some good points in there. I feel like I'm going to do some more topics on love, like love languages. Like, that alone is so fun to talk about. Non-negotiables. You guys could maybe send in your non-negotiables and we could discuss them. There's a lot to talk about in the land of love. There really, really is. Might even get Pav on an episode. We'll see. I'm not sure yet, but we'll see. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the first episode back. I certainly did. I love talking about love because your girl's in love. And if you're listening to this in a point where you aren't in such a good spot with your love life, don't give up. Don't throw the towel in. And be open to new people and new ways to love. And you know who loves you? Me! I do. I love you lots because you're a roller coaster rider and you've got a special place in my heart. Thank you so much for listening, my roller coaster riders. Really excited for a full season, just me and you. And I'll see you again next week. Big kisses.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.